The information presented in this podcast is not intended for the treatment or prevention of disease or any medical condition, nor is it a substitute for medical advice. The information contained herein in this podcast reflects only the opinion of the author and presenter and is in no way considered required practice.
Welcome to Motivation and Muscle, the podcast that connects your brain to your brawn.
/24/7 and the recorder is up and working like a beast. It just showed itself. Today is the 3rd of December 2018. Go out to FiorellaBarbellCo.com. Winners and Champions Inc. will be up in the next day totally, where you can purchase our brand new product. I've added a 14th module to it. It's incredible. And it is going to be one hell of an easy way to purchase a product the way I've installed the software. Got to do a few little tweaks and we'll be ready to go. Now, we talk about things that are going to change your life here. That will do it. And for $499, that's not a lot of money. And that is something I'm going to keep expanding on. Obviously, after that, Winner's Circle for Men is coming out too, which is going to be real interesting. We got the Manly Men's page that's going to be coming up too with all that. It's just one thing after another, but you do each job the best you can and make it work. Secondly, contributions to both companies. It's on FiorellaBarbellCo.com. 25, 50, 100, obviously the 25 gets the beginnings. Secondly, gets the beginnings and a half-hour free consultation. And number three gets the beginnings and 2.5 hours of free consultation with me. The beginnings, if you don't know, is the first module off the Winners and Champions, Inc., I should say. Also, too, we didn't start out the usual way. Stand up, take a deep breath through your nose, out through your mouth, and repeat. I am a winner. I am a champion. Go out and listen to the show I did with Jason Gillen today, Lead by Example. A lot of things in that capacity mentioned in there. The last couple, Bill Crawford show, Charlie Oliphant show. The theme here is just getting more and more mighty, and especially how we are building you from the inside out. Also, too, go out to motivationandmuscle.com. And believe it or not, folks, he's back. I've had multiple requests. Where is Dr. Wong? And I said, well, he, like a lot of us, has had a lot of trouble with Skype. And Skype lately, since Microsoft took it, has been nothing but a pain in the butt. And it's really caused me a lot of problems and other folks here. We will rectify that in time, too. One thing at a time, though, obviously. Go out to motivationmuscle.com/category/podcast. Go out and see all the shows Dr. Wong and I have done. He's been with me close from the beginning, too. I've never counted them up, but I'm sure you'll find at least 20 shows out there easily. And the information, you couldn't pay for that information. Because anyone that does the stuff we do, go out and just look at some of these inspiring packages or you know, how do I get stronger? Obviously, the supplements he sells are second to none, and I always thank him for his generosity to me. Things that work, and most people aren't giving this stuff away for free, but obviously, when we talk about things here, Dr. Wong, anybody, when we give this information out, we'd like you to buy our products and help you out because, as you know, if you've dealt with this gentleman, you call him. You get a call back if you don't talk to him right away. I don't know many people that do that, and he has been in business a long time. He doesn't need to call anyone back, but he never forgot, in my opinion. So he's somebody like myself and everybody else you want to deal with. Also, our free newsletter. Sign up for that at motivationandmuscle.com. And get on with it. I'm going to be putting some new ones out very shortly and just get acclimated with who we are. Before we bring Dr. Wong in, I know he's going to appreciate this. I talked about a lot of people that have been very inspirational in different things and areas here, especially with the Power Rack with Anthony DiTillo and John McKean, who I'm working with right now. And obviously stone lifting. Steve Jack, I think, in 2004 was the one who set the world on fire with Husafell. And if I never saw that DVD, I don't know if I ever would have started stone lifting. So I feel like Dr. Wong and all these gentlemen, we owe them gratitude. And I'm very much into gratitude, and that's another thing we're going to hammer on this year. It's called If a Tree Falls. It's in Milo, April 1996, Volume 4, Number 1. If a tree falls in the forest, are you man enough to move it? By the end of the first week of Medieval Lit, I knew I was in trouble. Oh, I could handle the term papers and most of the old English. I was, however, having trouble relating to my classmates. We'd read legends of heroic knights and warriors, epic poetry of steadfast seafarers, and yet, when class dismissed, they'd prance to the sweet shop for coffee and cream puffs, while I, frothing at the mouth and battle-ready, would bolt to the nearest field to throw hammers and stones. Why? I was inspired. Inspiration is not a passive word. It is built on the Latin root for spiritus, from which we get spirit, and literally means breath or inhale. Yogis and pearl divers aside, there's not a lot to be gained from holding one's breath. Believe it is equally futile to stockpile one's mental arsenal and never wage war. Now back to our tree. It seems to have fallen and blocked your path. Some will no doubt stand around quibbling as to whether it actually made a sound. How about you? And this leads right into Dr. Wong, because everyone knows and everyone tells me how much they love to listen to him. And when we talk about inspiration, when we talk about frothing at the mouth, and when we talk about going out and wage your mental arsenal and to wage war, I think of no one else but him. So I want to thank those three gentlemen, obviously Dr. Wong, for their inspiration to a younger guy like me, and why I have picked up the mantle of physical culture, among other things. So welcome back, Dr. Wong. Happy New Year, and I got to tell you, I can't wait to get into our discussion, because I have a feeling our testosterone's loaded to our eyeballs today. So welcome back, sir.
Thank you, Eric. It's great to be back on the air with you. And by the way, hope you had a great Christmas, and I hope you had a happy New Year, and we'll have a prosperous, healthy, and wonderful 2018.
Yes, sir. I am with you 150%. Now, I'm going to give you a little information on Dr. Wong, and anything that I miss, he will fill it in. And we're going to talk about a number of things today, and I think people are going to, as they say, you and I can be kind of humorous at times, but I know the humor, they understand why we do it that way. But here we go. Number one, he's a classical naturopath, a PhD, exercise physiologist, certified athletic trainer, that's AATA, certified sports medicine trainer, ASMA, World Sports Medicine Hall of Fame member, and World Martial Arts Hall of Fame member. And what did I miss? I know I missed the website. Give out anything like that, anything that's coming up, new products. Lay it on us, Dr. Wong.
All righty. My writings can be perused at drwong.u as in United, S as in States, drwong.us. My rantings and ravings can be listened to at drwongradio.com. I have a lecture there, and I have all of my podcasts from 2007 till midsummer of 2016. The rest of the stuff can be gleaned at YouTube at, I think it's Dr. Wong's Essentials of Life and Wellness. Michelle made a really long title for that one.
Yep.
Just look me up, you'll find it.
Absolutely.
And the supplements can be found at drwongsessentials.com.
Okay, and this is going to be great, because that's what we're going to lead into. It is now 2018. Dr. Wong and I, Dr. Wong suggested we were talking about building a page. It is just about built. We have to get him with a few things we want to talk to him about to add. And that's called the Manly Men's Movement, which you're going to be hearing quite a bit about in 2018. And we want to get men involved. This is for men and men only. Men and younger men coming up. We want to get you involved because we feel for the last 40 or 50 years, we've taken it on the forehead and we've accepted it and we see more and more of it. Time to draw the line. You got to know where you stand in the world and what you need to do. So I suggested we come in with this. New year, let's change some minds, let's change some physicality, let's get these guys and younger guys off their ass and get them going. So, first question, and we've gone over other shows, but there's nothing like repetition. Let's set up a man on some of your products to get him to become the He-Man he should be.
Oh, easy. We start off with the Andy in Essence. Excuse me. The Andy in Essence has a 20-to-1 pharmaceutical-grade maca extract that gives you the precursors, the sterols, the plant fats that are one step away, not 20 steps, not 5 steps, not 10 steps, one step away from being testosterone. Mm-hmm. Then we throw in the ashwagandha so that your pituitary can make luteinizing hormone and tell your testicles to take the sterols and turn them into testosterone.
Okay.
To back that up, we have the Enkindle. See, I couldn't stuff it all into one preparation because the more stuff you put into it, the less of each stuff you've got, mm-hmm. of each individual ingredient, so the less it's likely to work. So if you split it up into two separate supplements, it works much, much, much better. The Enkindle has pharmaceutical grade, I think it's 12 or 20 to 1, maybe it's 18 to 1, ketuba in it, which is an amazing testosterone-making herb from Brazil. It has mucana purpurans to give you a boost of dopamine, which is the, I am in lust
mm-hmm.
hormone.
Mm-hmm.
And also the dopamine signals the pituitary to make luteinizing hormone, to take the ketuba, to take the maca, and make testosterone out of it. So the typical dose is 3 capsules of the Andy in Essence twice a day and 2 capsules of the Enkindle twice a day. Now, 2 very important points. Testosterone cannot be made. Absolutely impossible to make testosterone without the 2 minerals that are essential cofactors for it, 2 minerals that we in the Western world are deathly low on, sorry, and that's zinc and magnesium.
Yep.
The zinc needs to be had by the body at least 100 milligrams of elemental zinc. And the magnesium should be had at about 1,000 milligrams of elemental zinc. The RDAs for each of those minerals were figured out on a 1-ounce lab mouse. And if you think that what a 1-ounce lab mouse needs to not have a macro disease is the same dose that you need, then go right ahead and
yep.
be my guest and go die of something in the corner.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, but if you think that at 100 or more pounds body weight, you weigh a little bit more than a mouse, so your physiological processes would demand more nutrient, then you're smarter than the guys who figured out the RDA. Actually, the RDA guarantees nutritional deficiencies. It guarantees that you're going to get sick, so that the medical industry and the drug companies can make money. That's
absolutely
the only reason the FDA, the Drug Administration, came up with the RDA, was to support the drug industry.
Mm-hmm.
Very easy, very simple. Same reason the CDC lies through its balls all the time. Wait, does it have any balls? Lies through its teeth all the time.
Yep.
About vaccines and whatever else, but let me not go there now. So, between the Andy in Essence, the Enkindle, the zinc citrate, and the Mag Scorbate, which is our brand of magnesium ascorbate, you'll have the 4 components or the 4 major pillars to build a whole heck of a lot of testosterone.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, that is why we wanted to refresh everybody's memory. And as I said, there's nothing like repetition. Now, Doc, everything's in stock. They can order. Boom, boom, boom?
Yes.
Okay, very good. Is there anything else you want to add to that?
Well, you know, for guys who are over 40.
Yep.
Guys over 40 typically have more estrogen in them than their wives do.
Mm-hmm.
And we need to have estrogen control. We are taking our testosterone and converting it into estrogen and dihydrotestosterone. And while some bodybuilding websites say that DHT is the greatest thing for muscle building, you know, it might be good for muscle building, but if you want to have a bald head and a prostate swollen to the size of your mother's uterus,
yep.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah.
Get a lot of DHT.
Have fun with it. It's all there. Right. Okay.
So we have the product called Synest.
Yep.
That you take two capsules before bed, and it keeps your body from making estrogen and DHT from your testosterone.
Awesome. Awesome stuff. So that'll get anybody set up, rip-roaring and ready to go. And we know if you're a weightlifter of any sort, stone lifter, keep the stuff basic, keep it short, hit the rack, hit the stones. Obviously, Dr. Wong's done all that, but he's a martial arts man, too, that I'm sure he could tell you some things that you've never heard of to help you promote more testosterone. So if you keep things short, heavy, and crisp with anything you do, and you take these products by Dr. Wong, I have a feeling you're going to be like a raging bull this year. Doc, tell them once again where they can get it, the website, please.
The supplement website is called drwongsessentials.com.
Okay, and this is going to kind of plug into two things, and I know you're going to enjoy the show like crazy today. I heard a thing today on a local radio, which I had to kind of like say, what? I was coming home real early this morning. I went out and did a few things. I was up at 4:45 this morning. I was off 15 minutes. Just wanted to get out. It's freezing here in Albany. I love going out because it just gets everybody upset. You know, why do you want to go out? Why are you training in 21 below? Blah, 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 blah. Who cares? All right. So I'm listening to this talk show. And these guys said, do you want to know what I had heard? And I'm like, oh, boy, this ought to be good. Because I was kind of ready to shut it off. I don't have capacity to listen to much anymore on radio. And they said, the biggest thing women are Googling right now, okay, is they want to know, and these are married women with men, they want to know if their husband is gay. Okay? All right. Okay.
Haven't they figured it out by now?
Well, and this segues in from what we were just talking about. And I'll say right now two things. I'm sure one is going to really piss people off, but that's too bad, and then we'll go right to you. And I'm not saying it to be a smartass either. I'm asking that question. First thing is, okay, males we know are, we're not saying all of them, but I don't know if I could give you a percentage. Let's just say 95% of the males now are not full of testosterone. I don't care whatever age it is. I mean, you look at the 25-year-olds, you look at the ones that were all raised on soy that never had their genitalia developed properly, okay? This is, it's not funny. Any of this stuff, some people, it's the way, bullshit, it's the way it is. There's something sinister about stuff like that to me, all right? So when they say they're Googling that, I got to look at it one or two ways. Obviously, you know, some people have been married for a long time. They just, I guess, don't really care. But I think the vast majority of it, and the way you see males act now, especially, I don't remember what I was watching the other night, which I hate television, to be honest with you. It might have been hockey or something. Everything is either something for ED or there's some smart-ass wife or girlfriend. You know, the guy is totally inadequate. He's just a dope, a dummy, whatever. And I'm saying to myself, I guess these guys, I understand you want to earn a living, but don't you have any self-respect? I don't know. I guess I'm coming from a different place.
From what we're learning about actors lately, no self-respect.
No, they're dumb.
They get down on their knees to get their parts.
Absolutely. And then, okay, I'm saying we know there's a definite testosterone problem. There's no doubt about it. Dr. Wong just gave you five of his products five of his products to definitely come in and talk to him about or hit his website and at least take a peek. So we know that men are not what they were. We know that everybody's discouraged now. You don't need to be a lifter. You don't need to be strong. You don't go out and kill animals. You don't have to defend anymore. I take it and flip it around 360 because all those points you need to be now more than ever because of what's going on in the world, not only with the physical attack, it's the mental attack. Okay. Yeah. Secondly, I'm going to ask this question of you, and I'm dead serious when I say this. All these women are bitching about men. I mean, to the point where it's like, my God, you don't know what your husband is at this point, how many years you've been with him. How about this? Maybe you've gotten out of shape. Maybe you're all fat and hairy, too. And maybe he doesn't want anything to do with you. And maybe the only reason why he's staying with you is he feels the kids need to have both parents in the household. Because, look, regardless, it happens all over the place. We know it's like they celebrate everything, especially in this shit state, no matter what it is, right, wrong, or whatever. They're just a bunch of newspaper hogs that want to be noticed. But I'm telling you right now, whether it has come to a head for me and a lot of other people what's been going on here. But you know what, folks, women, and I don't think every woman's like that because I ran into an ex-girlfriend and some of her friends and other women I've talked to about this. They're fed up to their face with all this baloney in Hollywood and the state and everything where everyone's had something with a guy and this, that, and the other thing. Well, you know something? Eventually it's going to come out that the women are doing the same things, and we know they have been because some of them have resigned here in state government because of that. I know what this is. This is a power play, but that's a whole nother show. But the thing is, why is it always the male, it seems like, that is made out to be the culprit and everything? And I'll tell you why. Because they don't have literally any balls anymore. And you know what? You tell somebody a lie enough and they believe it. It's all yours, Doc. Take it away, my friend.
You know, there has been an effort for, let's say, a little over 100 years to demasculinize the Western world.
Yep.
Because they don't want testosterone-laden citizens. They want estrogen-laden subjects.
Mm-hmm.
Very, very simple. So first you invent a couple of world wars, which are basically fratricidal wars, to get rid of your strongest, your smartest, your ablest, your most patriotic. You know, France was so devastated after the First World War.
Yep.
Think about this. France held the Germans off. France lost half of France in the First World War. The Germans never gave an inch of France, the entire war. But the French kept the Germans from getting to Paris for 4 years. It cost them. So that by the time the Second War came by, France fell in 41 days.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Think of the difference between 4 years of holding the Germans off and only lasting 41 days. Think of how much DNA they must have lost.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
How many manly men they must have lost. Okay, second, the Great Depression. Average height for the average guy in the U.S. in 1917, when the Army was getting uniforms for the American Expeditionary Force that was going off to fight World War I. Average height was 6 foot to 6 foot two. By the time the Great Depression came by,
mm-hmm.
7.5 million Americans died. The history books don't talk about that. But the nutrition had gotten so bad that the average American height for the Second World War, the soldiers were 5'5 to 5'8.
Yeah.
Think about that.
Yeah.
Magnificent 6 foot, 6 foot two, 5'5 to 5'8. Same thing happened in England, only worse.
Yep. Yep.
Kipling wrote about the English who were fighting in the Sudan, fighting in Afghanistan, being 6 feet tall. The Welshmen who held off at Rorke's Drift, held off that huge attack by Zulus. You know, they sang while they were fucking fighting.
Yeah.
And they were 6 foot, 6 foot two. Okay. Average height in the UK now is about 5'5".
Yep.
5'8" if you're tall. If you ever get clothes from the UK and you're an American, you better get two sizes larger.
Yeah.
You UK size. And maybe it'll fit. It'll still be small, but maybe it'll fit. All right. So now we've got to – then in 73, they introduced soy formula.
Yep.
In the 50s, they put fluoride into the water. Now, think about this, folks. Hitler put fluoride into the water of all the concentration camps. Was he concerned about dental cavities? I mean, yes, he was worried about the Jews getting dental cavities, so he put fluoride in the water. No, the fluoride was there because fluoride makes personalities and people more malleable to suggestion.
Yep.
It also causes cancer. So you begin to weed out another segment of society. All right, now, look, that brings us to today. Most of the vaccines used to be cultured first in green monkey tissue.
Mm-hmm.
Then it was cultured in hamster tissue. And, you know, there are a lot of diseases. An anesthesiologist friend of mine was listing the hamster diseases that people are getting because they cultured the fucking vaccines in the hamster tissue. But now, exclusively, they are culturing vaccines in aborted female tissue.
Oh, my God.
So when a boy gets injected with these vaccines, he's not only getting all sorts of shit, besides the mercury, besides all the other stuff that'll you know, cause all sorts of trouble. Besides the virus he's supposed to be getting, he's getting other wild viruses that just happen to populate those cultures that the vaccine companies don't talk about. But he's getting a slew of double X chromosomes that are going to latch onto his DNA and fuck things up really badly.
Oh, yeah. And then, you know something, then there's going to be a whole nother set of drugs to combat that. Or, people don't listen. Make it worse. But here's the thing that's real dangerous. They don't talk about this much because they don't want to let you know what they know. A lot of these guys that will be getting the double X, their hormone, they'll be committing suicide like you wouldn't believe. And why?
Yep.
This is what people don't get, Doc. I don't care who you are or what they tell you or where you are today. You cannot, and they will alter it and do everything else. But we, as men, have a certain DNA imprint in us. And I know, I don't care if we've shrunk or we've gotten taller or whatever. There is something that is in all of us. Eventually, if you fight with all your might, guess what's going to rear its head and come to the top of the pile? It's going to be what you are. And you know what? This is where men, especially, are so confused. And I know this is all over the place. I'm not saying they're being injected with anything, but we know anybody that's getting a flu shot is taking a grave chance on their life, okay? We know that. But they've been so brainwashed, and if you work in a hospital, they require you to do that. If you don't, they'll terminate you usually, unless, of course, it's for religious reasons. But you know what I mean? This is the thing. So you can't deny DNA. I don't care who you are. And we all – go ahead.
The liberals are denying DNA all over the place.
Well,
there's XX and XY, but look at how many sexes they've created.
Well, absolutely. And you know what? They're not out to help anybody. They're out to make money via lawyer, via drugs, via businesses.
Legalizing mental disease.
Absolutely, because what they do by this is they take companies and hold them hostage. If you don't have this, we'll sue you for that. This is, it's all come to a head with so many things, but I still believe, and I definitely believe this, that there's going to be a big change, and I think it's started already via election. I know that they're all trying to get Trump out of there, the whole thing, and I'm not going to get into that.
The harder they try, the worse it gets for him.
It gets worse for him because people are, look, it's not just, it might not even been Trump if he got elected. There's, America is had enough of all the shenanigans going on out there. This is why you're seeing what you're seeing now in the resistance. What I think more than ever, and my biggest dream with Eminem, besides many, is, especially with the younger kids, and we're seeing this, let's create people that are not only real citizens, but are strong from within, help one another, work with one another. You don't necessarily have to agree on everything, and that's fine. But the thing is, no more of these separations all over. And I don't know what it means to be a man, and I don't want to be a man, and I like being my little weeble self sitting on the couch, right? Sitting on the couch with my phone, and I can get anything I want to the house, and we haven't talked in a while, and, you know, I saw a thing a few weeks back because we talked about it on one of the shows. You know, you and I have talked about, especially guys, you know, they love all these virtual women. I don't remember who was on here with me. Somebody was talking, or I was talking to somebody offline. They're talking about all these guys buying blow-up dolls now and all this other shit because they don't want anybody saying no to them. I got to believe their sexual prowess is probably not much, so they got to figure something like that isn't going to yell at me or laugh at me. But in the back of the absolutely. But in the back of the recesses of their mind, they got to be thinking, "I'm really effed up here." And then this new thing came out, and this was more of women talking. They've got a robotic guy that can do anything in the bedroom, and there's women at there.
We will never win over that guy.
No, but
we don't vibrate that fast.
Exactly. But you know what the greatest thing is? Well, I don't know if it's the greatest thing, but maybe they'll create their own pool of people. They were glad because then they said, "I don't have to deal with a man anymore." I'm like, look it. I think this might have been on the show I did with Steve Cotter recently on Humanity. My feeling is this. We are at the crossroads of humanity right now because of all these devices, because of the two things I just talked about. We as a species, and you have talked about this before with war, whatever happens here, the ones that are that belief are going to get destroyed first because they're the ones that have carried the water for all this bullshit. But the thing that it is, I don't know if people are noticing this stuff. We are losing our humanity. When you hear about artificial everything, what the fuck? I mean, it's like, are you that afraid to engage with a woman or a man if you're a woman? Are you that afraid of someone telling you no or I'm not interested? Who cares? Go find another one. Women are 3-1 of men, if not 4-1. Grow a set of balls, and I mean that when I say it, because you can't let this stuff go on. You can't. And I'm telling you right now, virtual things are going to run their ground with you quickly. And eventually the phones are going to be nothing more to you either. We need right now a revolution in this. And I said on numerous shows with people and myself, get rid of the devices once a week. It's just like everybody right now is crying about, you got to go on Weight Watchers and all these things because you got fat over the winter and blah, 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 blah. I got news for you. 30 days ain't going to drop 100 pounds off you, all right? Not unless you're going to starve, and then you're going to get sick, and then you're going to be in big trouble. You know what it does? You know what you do? You do small steps with your training. Take the fork out of your mouth. And I'm telling you right now, they're all crying about cookies and all this. Well, I don't care if you want a cookie, you want a piece of cake. But what you're going to do when you start building yourself like this, when your testosterone gets higher, when your brain starts changing, when you start building a set of brass balls from training, guess what? They could put 10 pounds of candy in front of you, you'll walk away. Why? It's like everything. You teach yourself the proper standards and how to do things, those things, you're not going to have taste buds or any of it for anymore. Go ahead, Doc.
You know, it boils down to having the discipline.
Yep.
And to have the discipline, you really need the testosterone, because if you don't have the testosterone, you're not going to have the self-discipline. You're not going to have the self-control. You see all these guys who stare at stuff. Oh, my God, I have to have that. I have to have this, and I want that, and I want that. They're all the pudgy,
yep,
little faggy type guys who are so wishy-washy.
Yep.
You know, the strongest athletes I have ever worked for were wrestlers. I was the student trainer for the Brooklyn College wrestling team back when I was in undergrad. And I remember that during the season, those guys lost typically 20, 30 pounds to make weight for their weight class. So, I mean, they were always starving for sugar and carbs. They'd go out at night after the bakeries were closed and go window shopping for food. I mean, but once the season was over, they easily put on 20 pounds. It was really great.
Yep.
Typically, each winter, I put on 10-15 pounds, and I work it off over the spring. But my weakness is baklava.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
I must have been Greek in another lifetime. I love baklava.
Yep.
And this year, I didn't touch a single one.
Wow.
The entire season long. I actually lost weight.
Yeah.
Over the Christmas season.
So
it all comes down to testosterone giving you the willpower. Without the testosterone, there ain't no willpower.
Nah, it's, you know something? It's the invisible shield nobody sees. That's mm-hmm. what it is, man. And you know what? I'm telling you right now, when I was doing this video that I put out about 3 or 4 weeks ago, I was basically talking about your strength resolve in the center, and I had tentacles going out to, like, will and steps and all these different things. Your strength resolve, you know, we talk about, and I've been talking about this, and I'm getting more and more into it being the things I'm doing. If no one understands yet, you do build your whole empire from inside out.
Mm-hmm.
You're never going to be anything from the outside in. You're going to be a waste, all right? And
you're going to be exactly like a Hollywood set. You're going to look great on the outside.
Yep.
And the inside's going to be completely hollow.
Yeah. And you know what? What's happening to all these guys, quote unquote, that have been all kinds of trouble with these women? They get rid of them quicker than you can shake a stick. And these are all people that are supposed to have been pillars, and they've donated to this politician, that. They cut them loose, whether they're innocent or guilty. And the thing is, you're never going to have to worry about is this. When you build the inside out, yep, we all make mistakes, but they're all correctable. You're going to be less likely to get involved with any of that type of shit. Why? It's like sugar. You don't have the taste for it at all. What you're going to have the taste for is to go out and do great things. And that isn't only in the gym, but it's out in the real world. And this is what we need now. 2018 is going to be the biggest year ever for us here at M&M, myself. I'm telling you right now. Why? Because I repeat it over and over and over, among other things. As Frank Klein says, you hear me say, repetition, repetition, repetition. Anybody that's worth a grain of salt out here, that's selling you any type of material, it doesn't matter who the big names are out there, and we know them, if they are not telling you to repeat, 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 and build upon repetition, because it's going to keep leading to other great things, don't spend a dime with them. I don't care who they are. I'm telling you right now, the mind has to change for everything else to go with it. And I'm telling you right now, we got in this the other day, and I'll give it right back to you, Doc, is this. I trained on, what's today, Wednesday. I trained tomorrow morning. I trained Monday morning. It was 21 below here, all right? If you listen to everything coming at you, you'd be lucky if you get out of bed in the morning. You know, mm-hmm. And it's the same old horse shit, blah, 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 blah. But here's the thing, everybody. Just dress for it. And here's the second thing. I got to tell you, not only was the air crisp, the sky was blue as could be, and the sun was shining brightly, and I loved the sound of the snow crackling under your feet when you walk. Now, I looked at it totally in a positive thing. It was beautiful out, all right? I had a smoking workout. I did what I wanted to do. And I got to tell you, if I listened to people, I would have stayed in and not trained. Now, you compile a lot of that up over the years. Don't be upset when you're overweight. Don't be upset when you just can't even get a date to go out and have a cup of coffee with her. And don't get upset, too, when you feel like your life is just caving in on you. There's plenty of things life is throwing at us all the time. You don't need that on top of it. And that's why I'm saying, you know, I know a lot of people say this, and I've talked about this for over 3.5 years. I'm getting my head pummeled in almost every day. Come back, get pummeled. Come back. But I've made decisions of what I'm going to do the rest of my life, and no matter what, I'm going to do them. Do I like where I am in a monetary fashion right now? Hell no. There is no dignity in not having the prosperity you want. I don't care what anybody says. You don't need to suffer. You don't need to have to work your balls off. What you need to do is start to listen to your heart, as they say, your inners. And you need to establish a program that's going to work. And with Dr. Wong, like he was talking about, I totally believe, and even if you go out and read studies now by doctors, which is absolutely amazing because you never used to see stuff like this, they're telling you how important testosterone is. Now, they might not agree with injecting you with testosterone, but more and more are starting to come around. And I'll give this right to you, Doc, you're starting to see, and I've been seeing it for the last few years because we've talked about it more, I bet, than anybody. Even they are coming out and telling you how bad and what it's done to young males, especially in the 70s, that were raised on soy. Take it away, my friend.
You know, we need to add a page to that Manly Men's page. We touched on this lightly before the show.
Yep.
For all the gals who are looking for real guys.
Yeah.
Listing, you know, I'm available here. I'm in such and such Texas and whatever.
Yep, yep.
You know, because all those women who think their husbands are queer.
Yep.
All those gals who won't go out with guys because their hands are too soft. Or maybe their fingernails are polished better than theirs are.
And there's plenty of that.
Oh, God. You know.
Yep, yep.
We need to, now that the pendulum is swinging the other way, and the reason, one of the things that I do is I look at trends.
Yeah.
I look at, you know, historical trends. It's one of the, one of my quirks that drives my wife crazy. But if you take a look at the women now,
yep,
the Twiggy look is out.
Yep.
Holy cow, Twiggy's dead. The gals in the movies, most of them, not all of them, but most of them. And now the gals that you see in the media,
yep,
and certainly the gals you see in the alt media,
yep,
they've got boobs.
Yeah.
They've got hips.
Yep.
They've got nice curves.
Yep.
I mean, looking like a pre-adolescent boy,
yeah,
is out.
Yep. Yep.
And that's part of the swing back. The one thing that will crush the left, the one thing that will crush the progressive communists, the thing they don't realize is that history is a constantly swinging pendulum.
Yep.
And it swings from one spot to another, and it never stops in the middle. So their time is up.
Yeah.
Their time started somewhere with the Great Society, with Johnson back in the 60s. It's over.
Yeah, it is.
They're all dying off, and they're all being shown for the perverts that they are, and Al Franken leaving the Senate and stuff, that's just the tip of the frickin' iceberg.
Oh, yeah.
Wait till they get to what Keanu Reeves and Jim Carrey have been talking about the people in Hollywood eating babies, human babies.
Yeah, they're sick tickets, man. Oh. You know something? And the only thing that's kept them in power for 50 years is the communist media here.
Yes.
That's it.
Exactly.
It's been the safety blanket for all of them, but now we're finding all these, as I call them, what is the word I use with them? Let me think. I can't think of the name. It was a great name I came up with, but the Matt Lauers and all these big purveyors of, oh, males are this, that, and the other thing, and I'm on board with you with everything. Well, what do we find? He's locking the door behind him and screwing women on his desk. Look.
Yeah.
Look,
who was that guy? Marv something or other. He was a basketball and boxing commentator back in the 70s, 80s, and 90s.
Mm-hmm.
He used to wear lacy women's underwear.
Oh, yeah. He's back on the air, too.
Is he?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He's been on for quite a while. God, he was the voice, I think, of the New York Knicks, too. I can't think.
Yes,
yeah.
Right.
Oh, yeah. They said he used to wear women's clothes and the whole thing. Look, you know something?
I don't trees. I eat my lunch.
Yeah.
I go to the love of trees.
Yeah. And you know what, Doc? I mean, the thing that really is bad news is all these people knew about so many. Marv Albert, that's his name.
Yes.
That's what I think is real sinister. Now, look. I don't need to know what your sexuality is or that, but you know something? When you're out messing around with people and you know my feeling, boy, I find out you're a pedophile, I don't want to hear you're sick or you need counseling or medication.
You need bullets.
Right. You come to my court.
Injections of lead bullets at very high velocities.
Absolutely. You have, I don't care how they excuse it, you have destroyed a young person's life. And
according
that,
to the, what is that? The Gay Advocate.
Yep.
Which is the magazine for gays. The average gay guy.
Yep.
The average gay guy has 6 to 8 children that he molests a year.
Oh, my God.
According to their own freaking numbers.
And, you know,
this isn't the Christian right saying this.
No. That's
these
them.
The gays themselves. They pick the kids up. They seduce them. 6 to 8 lives you fucked up each and every year? How many years have you been fucking queer?
Oh, God, help us, man. And it's like, you don't know if these guys have got disease. And my God, man, I mean, so, you know, and a child who's trusting. And I remember reading stuff, you know, not the Gay Advocate, but I've read things where they said a lot of this is from friends of the family or members of the family. I mean, you know.
I know a gal who was raped by her uncle.
Oh, my God, man. And you know,
it's just sick shit.
It is. And you know my feeling with my nieces and nephews, I tell you right now, I ever find that out with anything, I will hunt that fucker down and rip him in half with my hands.
And this is where the sense of tribe has to come back.
Well, and that's
don't
right.
With your tribe.
And this is where we're going to lead into. We got a few minutes left. We're going to talk about Berserker. And anybody that understands what that word means, it can be tribal, it can be weightlifting, it can be singular. Go ahead, Doc. Let's talk a little Berserker here.
It's where you completely get so absolutely incensed and angry that you lose all sense of propriety.
Yep.
And you just begin to destroy everything in front of you that is wrong.
Yep.
That is perverted. That is sick. And if you can't get to them, then we take out our anxieties on the shooting range, on the weightlifting bench, on the poor Olympic bars who've got to take up the shit because we can't pound it into who we really want to pound it into.
Exactly. And, you know, I always say a lot of it is white light. You get yourself so foamed up, like Steve was talking about in that gem he wrote, frothing at the mouth, ready to wage war, because why save it all up if you're not going to do anything? And one of my great Olympic lifting brothers, Richie, used to always say, "We are at war with the weights," because you know I'll equate this to what you were just saying. Men, in general, don't have much to wage war on anymore. I mean, good war, all right, where we come out on top. One thing, men, if you're not doing it and you need to do it, you need to get acclimated with weightlifting. Because if you heard the stuff that was coming out of the FBC garage here, I've had my own sister say to me, who knows me better than my sister? She said, now, I've said this before and I'll reiterate on it. 95-foot driveway, so that's a long driveway to the street. She has said to me that the noise going on back there, whether it was me with the music or me with a buddy or two here training, she was afraid to get out of the car. She's told me point blank, it sounds like people are murdering each other back there. All right, and I'm going to equate it so you understand this. Do you realize this is one of the few things I feel that we have left where we can literally go berserk like we're talking here. Okay?
Right.
Now,
they've even fagified martial arts now.
Absolutely. Well, they fagified every gym too. Okay? I mean, we got booted out of that gym. They called the cops on us to bring us out. They were going to have us arrested. That was the final straw where I came home and started setting up to what I have today. It wasn't going to happen anymore. The wrong people bought the place, and you know what? A year later, they went out of business. A club a club that had, they used to call it was so awesome. They had over 3,000 people enrolled in that gym And it wasn't only weights, it was handball. This place was huge. They had tennis courts, which were so damn good, you'd get all the assholes from New York City up here playing, okay? And it was good. They got their ass chewed, but they did everything. We had one of the biggest gymnastic pieces in that gym. They abused those people so much they packed up and left. So what they ended up doing, that place I believe was at one time like the size of a small airport hangar. What they did is they ran all the people out. Well, you can't operate on nothing, and they got their ass handed to them. And that's why, you know, I think Berserker especially, to have that adrenaline, to have that testosterone, to have – look, I love it, man. When you've gone so hard, they'll say you're out of your mind. You see the white dots, man. It's like you saw heaven. I've told people before, my buddy Richie and I, when we trained at that gym before these assholes came in and ran it into the ground, there was one day it was so hot in that gym. I think it was probably about 115 in there. He and I think one other person were the only ones that were still in there. I'm telling you right now, we were doing these heavy partial squats, and I still will never forget this. I'm telling you right now, I stepped out of my body and watched it. I thought I killed myself, literally, okay?
Yep, they've done that. Yep, I understand.
Yeah, I mean, this is what it's about. And being a berserker, and I think we're going to do a full show on this too, but the thing about this is, it's like when we talk about going to Iceland and lifting stones, when we talk about Scotland and those grassy fields where all these famous stones are buried, man, and people are lifting them, and Iceland with the over 3,000 feet up with the beautiful snow-capped mountains, and an area that just looks like it's just made to either swallow you up or you swallow it. That's what I'm talking about. You know, I'm going to hopefully get to go to Ireland and meet the Shanks and lift the Shank stones this year. These are what – look, it. I went to Iceland twice. That changed my life totally. Totally. All right? You go and that DNA is still in that rock. All right? Everywhere you go. You travel. You know you're taking a chance because most of these places you get hurt, you'll bleed out. You'll be dead. All right? But here's the thing. We need to have these things. Men need to have these things. If they just join up with all of us and become part of our lifting family, our stone family, our martial arts family, whatever it is, look at the talent on this show. Look who I have with me now, right now. Okay? This is what I'm trying to say to you. So when we talk berserker, man, don't be afraid to get out there in the cold. Swear your ass off if you want. Scream like you're on fire. Get under a bar. Get a nice rip in the back of your neck. Get some calluses on your hands. Make your legs hurt. Your feet hurt. Make your body scream. And then when you come in, you eat and eat and eat and sleep. And don't ever let up. And think about the next time you're going to go out there. And I'm going to tell you one thing. Relish every workout you got. Because you never know when that might be the last time you step under or over a bar or put something over your head, folks. It's that important. I love this stuff. I don't know where I'd be without lifting, especially with everything with both businesses right now. It has kept me solid. It has kept my head on straight and has allowed me to become better and better with my craft here. All right? And I'm telling you from experience, and I'll give it to Dr. Wong, and he can summarize everything, and he can lay it on you too, as he's been there long before me, and he can tell you it hasn't been easy for he or Michelle, but they stayed steadfast, and look where they are today. But I'll leave you with this. We talk about Jimmy, my brother, how everything's dedicated in his name and honor, and the Incredible Hulk. I'm looking at both pictures. The Hulk is literally attached to Jimmy's wheelchair in the picture. And I'm going to tell you right now, and I'm never going to stop saying this, you better damn well appreciate what you got and give gratitude, because I'm telling you right now, that young man, he's the best warrior and the biggest warrior I've ever met. Why? Because he had to know that his life was short. I never heard him bitch. And I can't even imagine the frustration. I can still hear that laughter of his in my ear. And I can visually see him right now, no matter where we were or if I was coming up to the house and he'd be out in front because we have a long sidewalk with a big maple. he'd be smiling his ass off, and that sun would hit his hair, and his face would be angelic. So I'm telling you, in 2018, we are taking everything. We are berserkers here, and we've always been. But just think about what I said about my brother, man. And if you think it's a load of shit, or you think what we're talking about is, switch the channel. We don't want you. I mean that, and I never say that to anybody, but it's time to dig in and get nasty. Doc, summarize everything. Take your time. Give out your info. I'll give mine, and we will get ready. I'd love to have you on every day of the week. We've been off so long. But take it away, my friend.
We need to go back to the concept of a group that is ours.
Mm-hmm.
A tribe, a family, a service. You know, think about this. We have lots of servicemen and women coming back with shell shock. New name for it is PTSD. Okay? But when do they mainly get it? You mainly get hit with it when you're separated from what? The rest of your military tribe. Lifers don't get PTSD. Not while they're in. Think about it, guys. You get PTSD when you're separated from your tribe. You're not with your platoon anymore. You're not with your unit. You're not with a supportive structure. When you're with your tribe, they'll support you. They'll nurture you. They'll be with you. They'll care for you. You take care of each other because that's what you frickin' do. So, we need to go back to the sense of tribe. We need to go back to the sense of an exclusive group of our own. We're going to be exclusive, not inclusive.
Mm-hmm.
Then, we need to go back to building gyms where we can train. It isn't possible for all of us to have gyms like Eric has, like I have. We need to go online and find pictures and stories of Zoovers.
Mm-hmm.
If you've never heard of Zoovers, Power Palace.
Awesome.
That was the most freaking awesome place for a strength athlete to train. I think they turned it into a museum now.
It is. It's a museum. Yep.
Is it? Okay. Can you imagine in the 60s being one of those guys who walked into this really crazy? I mean, their water fountains were fire hydrants with fire hoses. I mean, it was really nuts.
Yeah.
But if you were interested in strength, that's where you went.
Yep.
You didn't train in the bodybuilding gyms. You didn't train with the Olympic lifters in York. If you were interested in bending, breaking, mashing, destroying, you went to Zoovers.
Yep.
Okay. How about we build a few million Zoovers around the world?
Yeah.
Places where there are temples of strength. And then we incorporate the sense of tribe with this temple of strength. And then we incorporate real, honest-to-God martial arts. You know, I'm a Wing Chun stylist.
Yep.
And I was talking to some other Wing Chun stylists. If you go back to thinking about how the Chinese movies were back in the 60s and 70s, where everyone's challenging everyone else, and they're fighting on rooftops, and they're fighting in alleys, and they're always fighting to see which school is better. That's exactly the way it frickin' was.
Yep.
In the 50s and 60s in Hong Kong, in the 70s in New York, that's the atmosphere, the Kung Fu atmosphere I grew up in. Today, the Wing Chun atmosphere is fucking kumbaya.
Yeah.
I can't freaking believe it.
Yep.
So I'm talking to the old-timers in the Wing Chun world, and no wonder Wing Chun doesn't work anymore. I mean, you know, you've so drained the energy out of it that there's no fighting spirit left in it. So when I quote things now, martial arts-wise, I'm mainly quoting from Masoyama, who's just an absolute freaking tree trunk who used to wrestle bulls for a living.
Yep.
You know, he'd kill bulls with his bare hands,
awesome.
Usually by just one or two punches. That's how strong the guy was.
Yep.
He was mugged one time. He did one punch in one guy's rib cage, crushed the rib cage, sent it into the guy's lungs and kidneys. That's strength.
Yes.
So we build places to train, temples to train. We build tribal groups, support groups, military groups. I don't care what you call them, tribes, platoons. Call them whatever you want to. Call them a freaking church if you want to. And we gather together the brothers and the sisters.
Yep.
Who think exactly the way we do. And we form our own power group. We're not inclusive. If you want to join us, you're going to have to work your ass off for us to think of you as an equal. Yep. But once you're in, you're in.
Yep.
It's like graduating boot camp.
Yep.
Once you're in, you're in.
Well, I've put this out on a show recently that, especially we've talked about the younger kids and solutions, I've put out to gyms all over the country, anybody that owns one, please bring them in with you, just like we're talking about. We will build our tribe. You know, and anybody that wants to get involved with what Dr. Wong and I are talking about, you can get a hold of me through Facebook, Eric Fiorello. I don't know if my phone number is out there, but you can get me that way. Or if not, you know, somehow get it relayed to me and we will work with you, because 2018, as I said, is going to be the year. This is going to launch everything. And if we can get the people that host a lot of my stuff to the point where they're ready to go, because I have to have specific software for my show to do this, you know, we want to be live call-in show by April. And that's pretty aggressive, but if they get this done and move fast, we're going to do it. So, you know, the ducks are in a row. It's just going to be a matter of money, which is always a big thing. But, you know, the more money I make here, the more we do. So when I ask for contributions, think about it. Seriously. I didn't mean it, but I thought that was important. Go ahead, Doc. Take it away.
No. Perfectly fine.
Yeah.
Perfectly fine. You know, just I made all my points.
Okay.
Let's get to work.
Yeah, totally. Give out your website, anything else, and I'll finish up and we'll sign off for today, please.
All righty. My writings can be found at drwong.us, D-R-W-O-N-G, dot U as in United, S as in States. Most of my shows and my lectures can be found at drwongradio.com. The rest of them will be, from last summer onward, on, I think, the Dr. Wong's Essentials of Life and Wellness on YouTube. And my supplements can be found at drwongsessentials.com.
Awesome. This is Motivation Muscle streaming radio 24/7. As I said, you're all winners. You're all champions. Success beckons you. Think about these things. Don't just, whatever. We're coming at you like darts and knives now. Look out. I'm telling you. And stones are flying, so you better get used to going side to side and ducking. This is what's going to happen, and it's happening right now as we speak. Also, too, if there's a show you'd like Dr. Wong and I to do, Fiorello Barbell at nicap.r.com. Also, we're on iTunes and Stitcher. Give us a 5-star review. That's what we've gotten, and we thank you. Also, too, AHA, that is the directory where you can get M&M in your car 24/7. It's called AHA. That's where we are. Also, too, if someone seeks you out in the concrete jungle or the gym, 5 words can inspire you to the great, great things, I'm telling you. As my mom said when we were kids, never be afraid to say hello to someone or give them a smile that day. It's very important because there's a lot of people facing some very hard times and they don't know how to get out of it. Sometimes just giving a smile or a friendly handshake can change things. It's small, it seems like, but you don't know what people are going through. Also, if you're going to lift it, bend it, break it, twist it, squat, press, and pull. If you're going to lift stones, turn them into dust. And as a great Hoos of Steel stone crusher says in Blood Red, domination. We are domination. We clear cut the path. We don't follow anyone's. Dominate, obliterate, and dent everything in your path. No one will ever clip our big balls today, let me tell you. And Russell Fur says, when I listen to your shows, I swear there's testosterone dripping out of my speakers. Well, when everybody hears this show, and this show will be up tomorrow, I have a feeling you better be near a weight room or have your girlfriend or wife with you, because you're gonna be highly inspired. I'll just leave it at that. Also, too, Frank Klein, my greatest college business professor, repetition, repetition, repetition. And remember, this is another thing he used to always say to us, too. Quitters never win, and winners never quit. Speaking of a winner, my dad, be a leader, not a follower. Be a leader, not a follower. John Ridge, the greatest chiropractor ever had, He would walk every patient to the door and say, keep smiling. Say that on your best or worst day, or just say it all the time. Watch the shift in the way you feel and what will happen, believe me. Also, too, be a steward of strength. Don't stand on the side of the road and watch the world go by. Tell 100 or more of your friends we're coming, because we're not going to knock on your door or kick it in. We'll blow the roof right off your house. Be part of this family for the next 30 years. Join the revolution. We need you, and you need us. There's no doubt about it. Also, too, Les Brown, you all have greatness in you, but we take it two steps further. We got your back, and we believe in you. And before I sign off with Dr. Wong, I'll just ask you what I just read in the beginning of the show by our pal Steve Jeck. When the tree fell, are you going to stand there and wonder if it made any noise when it hit the ground? Or are you going to move that son of a bitch out of the way and do the berserker scream as you're doing it? Are you going to let the world know that you're here to stay and lead? That's a big question to ask yourself. Ask yourself that. Dr. Wong, I got to tell you, man, I mean, I've missed us not doing shows for quite a while, and I always say this is better than the last, but this show was just killer number one. So much information, so much pride here, too, between you and I, an understanding of the things that really need to be changed, because what we're talking about are things that are going to make the world much better. And that's why we're here, to make things better and to spread the power of strength. So I always appreciate you, obviously, Michelle and you, all you've done for me. A happy new year, obviously, to both of you. And let's take 2018 and just break its jaw already. And I thank you for coming on, my friend.
Thank you for having me on board, Eric. You are very, very, very welcome. And yes, let us wrestle 2018 so that it is our year, not anybody else's year.
And you got that. So, for Dr. William Wong, this is Eric Fiorello. As I said, this show will be up tomorrow, and I'm going to be very anxious to hear the feedback on this, because obviously Doc hasn't been with us for a while. I get questions, where is he, et cetera, et cetera. And everybody's like, we love it when you two guys are on together. So tomorrow you're going to get a big shot to listen to, a big earful, and I hope that you will really pay heed and homage to it. So everybody, have a great rest of the week. Get out there in 21 below and go berserker. Have a great day, everyone. Thanks for listening.
Thanks so much for listening to Motivation and Muscle, the podcast that connected your brain to your brawn. We'll see you next time.